Hello, this is Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And we have today with us Michael Comeback from the Creative Vision Factory and many other art projects, but let's concentrate, Michael, on that one. And Detective Malcolm Stoddard. Am I pronouncing correctly?
You are.
There you go. From the police, no more than that, Wilmington Police.
Wilmington Police Department, yes, ma'am.
A veteran of 13 years and with a vision about the arts, police making and things of that nature. A very unique project that we're going to share with you today. So I'm going to let them talk about this excellent project. And welcome, and thanks for having time for us today.
It's good to be back, Guillermina.
Hey, you're a pro. And then share, and what about this project? The project that connects, let me just say this, connects Creative Vision Factory, an artsy project that relates to the community and presenting, say, a different face for Wilmington. Is that fair to say, Michael?
Yeah. So, I'm director of the Creative Vision Factory, a drop-in center art space. Funded by the state's Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was back in October, I came into my office and there was a business card from a Wilmington police officer.
Kind of weird.
And it's not the first time that's happened. And so
you were thinking you were in troubles or something.
Yeah, so I wasn't quick to respond to it. Uh-huh. We were actually on a mural commission doing a really large 75-foot long mural for Superior Electric.
Okay.
And, when I called, when I finally called Malcolm, mm-hmm. within 5 minutes, he was in our location.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was really striking to me is that when I first met, I knew of the new downtown police detail. I really didn't engage with any of the officers,
uh-huh.
but within the first meeting, the thing that struck me is that so much of his experience of being in downtown was very similar to when I first started working in downtown at the Delaware College of Art and Design.
Okay.
You know, I would, over lunch breaks, I would walk around, I'd meet people, I'd ask to see who owned what building, what was going on,
mm-hmm.
and I was building
so
relationships. Yeah. And so, when I heard what he was doing, it was I was really familiar with that type of work.
Mm-hmm.
I had already been there and done that, and I was really eager to see what we could do to help out.
And you're always in this part of very cutting edge sort of speak arts projects, which is always the reason why we bring you here. So, but let's go to Detective Stoddard. What is your take on that? You were sharing a little bit of the origin of the whole thing. Why don't you share how the whole vision began?
Okay. Just to give you a background, I was in detectives for 7 years.
Okay.
And then was detailed, a temporary detail to the Market Street Mall as part of Mayor Williams's downtown initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So I began the first week. I just kind of, rode up and down the mall and spoke to people and was the friendly face.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, while I'm out here, the whole idea was to be a presence. I thought, while I'm out here, why not do a little something more? So the first project was I did a mural project with three local elementary schools, and they mm-hmm. helped. They did 9-foot by 5-foot mural projects mm-hmm. That we hung up in the windows, vacant storefront properties at 824 North Market Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michael is correct. I walked into the Creative Vision Factory. Actually, the staff at Jerry's Artorama mm-hmm. Saw what I was doing at 824 North Market, and they said, hey, somebody you should talk to is mm-hmm. is Michael Comeback of the Creative Vision Factory.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked into the Creative Vision Factory, dropped my business card off because he wasn't there, and then heard from him about a week later. Thought he was blowing me off, but he did get back to me.
You know what? He was thinking that he was in trouble.
So yeah, right.
He's always doing stuff, so yeah. It doesn't surprise me, but I'm glad he did.
Yep. So he did get back to me, and I explained to him, my temporary detail to the mall,
mm-hmm.
And that I was looking into sprucing up the 400 block of North Market Street,
mm-hmm.
Which had a few storefront properties that were vacant as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was I shared my vision with him, just explained that I needed help, that I didn't know anything about art. and that he was, that I was told that he was the man when it came to murals. So he said that he would be more than willing to volunteer his time and the talent of the members of the Creative Vision Factory, mm-hmm. And explained that he just needed some funding to buy materials, but that he would provide all the labor mm-hmm. for me. Mm-hmm. So I got in my truck, drove over to Downtown Visions mm-hmm. and spoke with Marty Hegman, mm-hmm. Michael Majidi, and mm-hmm. Will Minster as well. Just kind of explained to them my idea, and mm-hmm. they loved it. They cut me a check that funded the entire project within a week. I had the check in hand, walked it right over to Michael, mm-hmm. Gave it to him, and the project took off.
Wow, just like that. You just went to Downtown Visions and they gave you a check?
They did.
I don't think if I go there, they're going to give me a check for anything.
Well, Guillermina, that is the key to this collaboration that I really saw as being really effective and really strategic.
Right.
That not only having a police presence at mm-hmm. our program mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. something that I know my wife valued, mm-hmm. It built relationships. You know,
yes.
And the relationships with the people who come in through our program, mm-hmm. These are some of the most at-risk people in the city mm-hmm. that come into our program every day. And right. they're really representative of a lot of the most hard-up neighborhoods in the city.
Right.
Now, if I were to walk down to a Downtown Visions, or if I were to walk to Preservation Initiatives, the mm-hmm. owner of this block, I think that I only would have gotten so far. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like I was... you know, a complete unknown in downtown. I've mm-hmm. done a lot of organizing in vacant properties, put mm-hmm. on a lot of shows, but I really hadn't made much headway with these two entities. And,
right.
You know, so what I was impressed with is in one afternoon, mm-hmm. you know, the police officer was able to open up doors.
Good point.
And so this
yeah.
type of collaboration, you know, and I know a lot of people of, approached me, thought that it was very unexpected. They were surprised by it, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. But really, there's a deep strategy there, I think, and it was right. a really effective way to collaborate and to actually move on a project very quickly.
Right. That's a wonderful point, Michael. I think the collaboration, the combination in between Creative Vision Factory, the police department, but also Downtown Visions, speaks to the need of presenting a different face to Wilmington or for Wilmington. And this is working nicely because you are demonstrating results. The project, as far as I understand from Detective Stoddart, has been finished. So it's not that it's going to happen. It did happen. What comments have you gotten from the community? Because I'm sure they've told you something. You told me your take. Let's go with Detective Stoddart. What has been the community's take on the project?
Overall, it's been extremely positive. Mm-hmm. You know, again, when I started this project, I thought I would run into all kinds of walls, and mm-hmm. I really have, and everybody's been totally accepting of it. People mm-hmm. have been excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a perfect example. I've been on the police department for almost 14 years now, and I'm being interviewed about the art project, you know, so people are excited about it, and they this is good news for everybody.
Right.
And you know, it really benefits the police department. It gets a positive image out there for us, of course. But also, like Michael was saying, you know, it's much more than just art for us. For example, when I first pulled up to the Creative Vision Factory, I noticed there were 8 people hanging out front of the building. And the first thing, you know, being a police officer, the first thing in the back of my head was, okay, great. You know, we've got all these kind of disorderly guys hanging out here in
that
front,
doesn't,
you know,
really
smoking
look
and
promising.
Joking. Right. It doesn't look promising.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after obviously working in collaboration on this project, mm-hmm. these are all people I know now. You know, every time I drive by, I can get out of the police car, go inside, talk, mm-hmm. You know, everybody looks at me in uniform as being a friendly person now, instead of, okay, here come the police. You know, what are they going to get on to?
We need to ask you, where did you get your artsy perspective on life? But before we do that, let me just re-engage with the audience to let them know that you're listening to News Talk 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOB for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. We have today Michael Comeback from the Creative Vision Factory and Detective Malcolm Stoddart from the Wilmington Police talking about, how would you define, Michael, the name of this project?
Well, I would call it maybe an environmental policing initiative or, just a public mural.
Right.
But really, I think it's, I think it's community policing is what it is.
Right.
And, in the arts, we might call that creative placemaking or,
That's the buzzword, creative placemaking. Which is another way of defining beautification, to improve localities by applying the arts.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the thing that this project really made me appreciate is that you can call it all kinds of different things.
Right.
It is a collaboration that I feel like really was effective. Mm-hmm. It has a big presence right in the middle of downtown, the 400 block of Market Street. It's right next to the Queen Theater. It's it's right in the heart of this downtown district.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautifully preserved block. Some of the best artwork on that block is the preservation job that was done there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the former home of Wilmington Dry Goods.
Mm-hmm.
It was built with historic preservation tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
The exteriors of these buildings are preserved beautifully, wild, elaborate colors.
Mm-hmm.
But the first floor retail space was completely vacant.
Mm-hmm.
And so during our economic downturn here, there's a lot of building going on in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the type of building, too, that couldn't afford to build out first floor retail space.
There you go.
And so right in the heart of our downtown, we have these beautifully preserved buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And all the apartments on the second and third floor will be rented out. But on the street level, you're seeing vacancies.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing properties that are not built.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing gravel floors sometimes. And so although the exterior is really beautiful, that look was not helping the greater message of the kind of investment involvement that was going on downtown.
Right, right. And not to mention the value of the properties, because that's another angle we need to talk about, the connection between arts and economic development. By using those windows, you give an impression of a different kind of community and the investment that the community is conducting in that particular area. So that speaks to not only collaboration, but the potential increasing of those property values.
Mm. Well, it was interesting. The night that we did the first install, it was about a week before the Christmas holiday. And we're out there at 6 o'clock at night finishing the install on the corner of 5th and Market.
Mm-hmm.
There's people stopped in traffic that were saying, hey, what's going in there? What's, what that, business is
see,
happening
that's
there?
That's exactly the point.
And that type of change is that everybody... Once they saw these large, colorful masonite panels installed in those windows, there was this feeling that, okay, something's happening there. It's different. I see it.
Right.
And, I think it's a way to see the block in a different way now.
Which is beautiful. What about your folks? We were talking about from the community standpoint, from Detective Stoddart, but what about your folks? What are they saying about this project?
Well, what was really funny about it is that when we were first started working with each other, and I'm out on Market Street measuring windows with two police officers,
mm-hmm.
I'd come back to the Creative Vision Factory and I had people saying to me, "Well, Michael, what are you doing with the cops?"
Misbehaving. That was expecting.
The first few times that that the Detective Stoddart would be on our location, people would. We're really suspect. Okay, what's going on here? And, as the project unfolded,
mm-hmm.
People understood, hey, this guy is not issuing me a citation. He actually talks. He's hanging out. And, he became a person to them too, and not just this uniform. And so, our folks knew that block as well, and they knew the wildly colorful buildings. And as soon as we started laying out patterns, the original idea was just to do something simple, geometric,
not complicated, maybe
not too complex, but we used some staples of kind of modernist painting. We use some Frank Stella protractor series paintings as a template. There's a Joseph Albers painting that's in the middle of the block. And so we use some of these modernist staples and really just brought in the color from the building. You know, the buildings themselves just were so wildly colored. And immediately, you know, our members really liked the project. We got a lot of hands involved on it. You know, these large Masonite panels were cut up in our studio, and we probably had about 25 hands on all the panels, and we turned it around about a 2-week period.
Give us more details on that, because creating murals is not like I is paint in front of a wall and then I do my whole thing, and that is not the case. Could you please speak to the process?
I mean, the process with this is that you know, we have these vacant first floor windows. They're really large, and you know, we wanted to do something that would last, something that would be sturdy. So we purchased about $500 worth of 4x8 foot Masonite panel at Lowe's. We had to prime all this panel. We had to cut it to the exact size for all the different windows. We did an entire block. So the entire block, all the first floor windows on the entire block are addressed with these panels. And so the total square footage, you know, we were coming off of two large mural commissions last year. We did the Kalmar Nickel mural, which is a wall that was 20 foot high and 200 feet long. The Superior Electric mural was 15 feet high and 75 feet long. And the price guide that we created, when we put the square footage of this project through that, it came out that this would be, you know, we would typically charge somebody around $6,000 for this work. You know, it's a lot of materials, a lot of time.
A lot of talent.
A lot
How
of
do
cutting.
You pay that talent? And the outlet, artistic outlet for these individuals that refresh people's memories when it comes to the concept of Creative Vision Factory.
So at the Creative Vision Factory, we're an art studio, drop-in center funded through the Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health. So any artist on the behavioral health spectrum has a free studio to come and make work in. And so we provide a safe haven for people. We provide a place to stay warm or to cool off during the summer, and assist them with materials. We give them an opportunity to be self-directed, to come in and pursue their own interests. And, you know, some of the artists, we have been selling work. We've been getting involved in shows. We had a Division of the Arts grant recipient this year. Four of our members are showing at a gallery in Philadelphia this summer at the Fleischer Ullman Gallery. We did these large-scaled, you know, commissions totaling just under $30,000 last year. So we're also getting some money into the hands of the members for their work. And so a project like this, we wanted to, although we weren't paid for the labor, we just got the materials covered. We knew that it was such a central location that it would give us such a great opportunity to really speak about the program and the talent of our folks on site.
Indeed. The minute that I got the information from Wilminster, it got my attention, because this is the kind of things where the arts are put into work and bring in not only beauty, but reasons for individuals to an outlet. An artistic outlet, and what a better way of healing than bringing the, and they have fantastic things. I mean, I've remember time ago buying one of those cards that you guys have, and I'm still, I'm not able to give them because I'm keeping them. I probably should. But we promised to bring the artistic perspective of Detective Stoddart, because there's always this kind of artistic outlet that made you make the connection.
Well,
what was that? Confess.
You know, that's a good question. I don't really know how to answer that. In fact, all of those names that Michael just threw out and all the theories that we used and that he used in the 400 block, you know, completely went over my head. So I don't really have
every individual is different. What's the thing that got you?
Well, Michael calls it creative placement. We call it in law enforcement. We call it crime prevention through environmental design. And it's essentially the idea that if you make an area, whether it be through, you know, artwork in vacant storefronts, through, you know, trimming back hedging, providing appropriate lighting, things like this, mm-hmm. you make an area more aesthetically pleasing, and then it makes people feel more comfortable, mm-hmm. And more people will come out into that area. And, mm-hmm. and in the process, it deters crime. You know, the more people you have out and about in a specific area, it doesn't matter if it's downtown mm-hmm. or if it's in a community, in a neighborhood.
Right.
You know, the more good people you have out and about, they're more eyes and there's less of a chance of criminal activity to become rooted. So mm-hmm. that's, I guess, I looked at it through the eyes of crime prevention through environmental design, just to make that block more aesthetically pleasing. Mm-hmm. You know, people are out in the block more. And I just wanted to also state to you, you know, 824 North Market, these three murals that the elementary schools did, mm-hmm. That building, to my understanding, has been vacant for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And Lou Lombardi, who's the owner of that building, contacted me last week and he said, hey, you know, I really like the mural project, but we're going to need to get the murals out of there
mm-hmm.
Because this space is being rented.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the details. I don't know who is going to be coming into the stores. But it's, you know, it's a good feeling to know that we might have had something to do with bringing positive attention to these buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So in turn, you know, that's a great thing for the city that we've got these commercial buildings that have now, they're being leased.
There you go. You're actually contributing to the well-being of Wilmington by doing that.
Yes, I'd like to think that we had these elementary schools.
Well, kind of that. And so you impress your friends in the arts side. It is called creative placemaking.
Correct.
Making the story short is the same thing that is helping a community.
Exactly. Same thing, different title.
That's correct. And with that, guess what? We don't have more time, so we need to bring you guys back to update all of us.
All right. Thanks a lot.